May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. If there is a life verse or set of verses for me, it's these verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let me just read the verses and then talk a little bit about them. This is Paul saying, boasting is necessary, though it's not profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations in the Lord. I know a man in Christ, he's speaking of himself, who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I do not know, or out of the body, vision or not a vision, I do not know, God knows, such a man was caught up to the third heaven. And I know how such a man, whether in the body or apart from the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which a man is not permitted to speak. On behalf of such a man, again speaking of himself, will I boast, but on my own behalf I will not boast except in regard to my weaknesses. For I do not wish to boast, I shall be foolish. I shall not be foolish, but for I shall be speaking the truth, but I refrain from this so that no one may credit with me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations that he experienced 14 years earlier, for this reason, to keep me from pride, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. Isn't it interesting how the Lord used the enemy to keep his servant from pride? Now, charismatics have a real hard time with the scriptures. I've heard some of the weirdest explanations, but let me just say this to you. The devil really isn't really concerned about keeping you from pride. He would like to keep you into pride, exalting yourself. But the enemy was used. He thought he was doing winning, but of course he never wins in the end. He says, and concerning this weakness, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weakness, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties. For Christ's sake, for when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And again, if you study that word power, when we say the word dunamis, it's supernatural power, but literally, the literal translation is supernatural ability. That's the best way to understand ability. Because if you just think power, you think just somebody who's moving in signs and wonders can pray for the sick. No, it's just the ability to live the Christian life. And signs and wonders are part of that, but when I first surrendered my life to Christ 41 years ago, I prayed the prayer. I did the Baptist bar mitzvah. I asked Jesus to come into my heart when I was 12. But I didn't really surrender my life fully until I was 23, 41 years ago. And I was so full of weakness. I was a mess, mentally ill, just a mess. And I thought those being a mess just disqualified me from ever being who I could be as a person, as a Christian, serving the Lord, living any kind of overcoming life, victorious life. And so I used to beg all the time, oh God, please take away these fears, please take away all this stuff, all these things that go on in my life, because I read the books and I'd read those verses about you might have life and have it more abundantly. I read those verses that you should know you can experience joy unspeakable, full of glory, a peace that passes understanding. I didn't have peace at all. And love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That wasn't my experience. I'd have little spurts of it. So I begged God, God, change me. Take this weakness away, my goodness. And finally, after end of a two-year stretch of pleading and begging and failing and struggling, and I saw it. There's a place in Philippians where he says, I can do all things through Christ. I can't do all things. It doesn't say I can do all things for Christ. who strengthens me. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things, but it's through Christ. It's by his ability. And what I came to realize is that you can argue the theology about it, but the idea of these weaknesses that I had that were a result of the fall, that were the activity of the enemy because result of the fall, God doesn't waste them. They had redemptive power. Because I knew I couldn't live the Christian life. It was real clear. It wasn't like I had the ability. I now loved Jesus. My heart was for Jesus. But man, trying to do the Christian thing, I just didn't seem to have the ability. And I thought the problem was my weakness. And so I begged him to take away the weakness so that I could do this thing. That was a problem. Just remove the weakness and I had the inerrant ability to live this Christian life. And when I came to find out, it was that the Christian life is supernatural. That it's his ability, not my ability. And the issue wasn't that I was weak, and if he took away my weakness, I could live the Christian life. As a matter of fact, if he just took away my weaknesses, I would just try harder to live the Christian life and make a bigger mess than I could have being weak. I mean, I was limited to how much of a mess I could create in people's life because I was so broken. Take away my brokenness, my gosh, I'd have probably destroyed all kinds of lives trying to do it for Jesus. And I saw and I realized that in my weakness, his strength was made perfect. And he goes and said, I boast about my weaknesses. He says, whether there's insults or difficulties or persecutions, or when I'm weak, he goes, then I'm strong. And it wasn't that I ended up going, it's okay to be weak. No, the result was I realized that the weaknesses was the bridge to strength. They didn't disqualify me. They actually postured me to become totally reliant on him. They positioned me to live by faith. And faith is looking to someone other. They didn't disqualify me. They postured me, and as long as I was trusting, and as a matter of fact, his power, his ability would be made perfect in my weakness. And so he didn't take away my fear so that I could be courageous. He gave me his courage, which trumped my fear. Sorry, I didn't mean that as a political statement, Trump thing. He didn't take away this immoral thing. He released in me, he offered to me his morality. And in my weakness, as long as I was looking to him, I knew his supernatural ability to be a moral person, to be wisdom or patience or joy or love or whatever. And for the first time in my life, I quit being ashamed that in my humanity I was weak. And I began the journey of not complaining about the things that bring me difficulty and insult and stress and persecution that expose my weakness. That they were all opportunities. After all these years, those things that cornered me, that confronted me, that exposed my weakness, emotional, spiritual, moral, leadership, whatever, just the weakness, lack of insight, wisdom, all those things that expose those fears in me. I don't boast that I'm fearful, but I boast in the fact, because in the end, this is going to destroy the enemy. I boast that this is an opportunity for me once again to do all things, to do this thing through Christ who strengthens me. Because when he talks about for his power is made perfect in weakness, what kind of power is that? Remember again, 1 Ephesians 1? The same power that conquered death. It's the resurrected Christ that I'm in union with. You're going to find as a believer, my spiritual father used to say about weaknesses, or stresses or difficulties or things that are just challenging. You know what I'm saying? He said, man's extremities are always God's opportunities. And then this lady who really was a spiritual mother to me, she said, difficulties, stresses, challenges are just opportunities dressed up in overalls to live supernaturally. Just the opportunity to live supernaturally. No matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you're not going to avoid difficult places that expose your weakness. The key is, what do you do with them? Pretend it's not there? Try to control everything around you? Complain and gripe? Or boast in His power? Boast, decree, declare, this is an opportunity for me to draw on the ability of Jesus and to live supernaturally. That's what makes you and I different from the lost. If it's just about you grinding it out, then that's what they do. You're just doing it as a Christian. No, it's about supernatural. Every time a weakness in you is exposed, it's an opportunity for breakthrough. And the power for breakthrough is resident in you. For when I'm weak, He said, then I'm strong. Make the enemy pay. When the enemy comes and attacks you, God lets him expose weakness, make him pay for it. Draw from the Christ whose ability is yours. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.